Leading arts, music and events figures are pushing for vaccine passports to be introduced and trialled immediately to save an industry on its knees. We know that Bruce Springsteen will only, and I think the Foo Fighters, will only allow people who've been double vaccinated to attend their concerts. And Eric Clapton has said he will refuse to perform at any concert that requires a vaccination passport.
That's odd.
Michael Chugg, founder of Chugg Entertainment and pioneer of the Australian music industry. Michael, good morning to you.
Morning, Russ and Russell. How are you guys?
Yeah, very well, thank you. So, what do you think of a vaccine passport notion? That you can't go to a concert unless you've got your vaccine passport?
Look, I think it's got to happen, but, I mean, the biggest problem right now is if you ask people to bring their vaccine passport to a gig now, you'd get 10 people. We need the government to get the vaccinations out there.
Yep.
So,
Michael, are you aware of any other parts of the world where they're using a vaccine passport in order to get into concerts?
Well, they're doing it in France in restaurants and bars and stuff, so I assume that means concerts as well. And it's been discussed everywhere. I mean, you know, I had my second shot on the 12th of July, and I've been carrying proof of both shots around in my wallet. I expect it to become the norm. I'm in lockdown in Sydney, of course, so I haven't had a chance to see, but it's going to become the norm. It has to, you know. If I was a parent and my 20-year-old kids wanted to go to a show, or 16-year-old kids, I wouldn't want them being in an audience with 50 or 60 people who don't or won't have a vaccine.
Yeah. And what do you reckon is the appetite? You're talking to the converted here. Russell and I say, brilliant idea. Yeah. If you haven't got your vaccination passport, you can't go overseas, you can't go to concerts, you can't go to restaurants.
That's right. That's exactly right. I wouldn't get on a plane if anybody's on there without it. I mean, even if you are vaccinated, people are saying, you know, that the Delta is so strong that you can carry it around and give it away to other people. So I think we all have to be vaccinated, and then we work through how we run things. But, you know, I just want to say Eric Clapton's always been a bit odd, by the way.
That'll get in our sound bites of the week, Michael. Love it. Have you got any... what have you got on hold at the moment, Michael? Have you got any big acts planning to tour later in the year?
Oh, no, there's nothing really on hold to be touring. We have... We have local acts like Lime Cordial and people like that on about to start national tours in October and that. But, you know, we're sort of looking, well, do we hold different dates? You know, I mean, Lime Cordial are a big Australian band. We've had to postpone and you sold out New Zealand tour four times this year.
So, Michael, there's no JobKeeper. I'm imagining musicians are finding it really tough.
The musicians are finding it really, really tough, and so are the road crews and everybody. And I'm, you know, with this current lockdown now in New South Wales being extended another month and the rest of the country going in and out of lockdowns, I'm very worried for the future of a lot of people.
Nice to chat, Michael. Hope for the next time that we are chatting, we will be encouraging people to get their vaccine passports out and to go to some concert that you're promoting.
We certainly hope so, gentlemen. Thanks for talking to me.
No worries. Lime Cordial. I was thinking about this the other day.
Grand final?
So many band names now are a play on words.
Yeah.
Lime Cordial, the Dandy Warhols, Chet Faker. Help me out here.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you make me look relevant, Scorch?
Yes.
There's another one hiding out there, which is play on names. Chet Faker, Dandy Warhols. There's lots.